blessing it is, again, to be here. It is an honor for me, my family, and my friend, and you all also in my family and friends, to be here to share the love of Jesus Christ, to share the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. I know that my wife is very appreciative of Zion for your prayers for her mom. And by God's grace, she's doing better. And we pray by God's grace and God's will that He would bring her here. She lives here, but unfortunately, as you know, she had a stroke in Russia. And by God's grace, she is feeling better. And so we so are appreciative of Pastor Peter and all of you to lift up Natasha's mom in prayer. God bless you for your love for our family, for this great love in our hearts for each one of you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful that we can enter your gates with thanksgiving. Lord, you are so gracious and kind and loving. Lord, what a joy it is and an honor to come among God's people, the body of Christ, to pray to you, to fellowship with other believers, to study God's word, just to gather together as a family in Christ. So Lord, as we study your word today, I pray you would open up our hearts to see what the Holy Spirit would say to each one of us today. We have much to be grateful for,
yes.
Much to be thankful for,
yes, Lord.
But we are your children,
yes.
Born again by the Spirit of the living God. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus, today. In Jesus' precious name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
We're going to do a scripture reading today. If you can open up your Bibles to the book of Romans. I love doing scripture readings. When we read God's Word, it's wonderful to speak the Word of God. So if we go to Romans chapter 4, and we're going to start in verse 23, and we'll read through the end of Romans chapter 5. I'm going to read the first verse, and then I'm going to ask you to read the next verse, whether it be in English or Chinese. And let's stand, please, as we read the Word of God. So Romans chapter 4, starting in verse 23, to the end of chapter 5. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. It shall be imputed to us who believe in his
name,
who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification.
Therefore, since we are justified by
Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And perseverance, character, and character, hope.
And
for when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath?
For For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life.
Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned.
没有律法先，罪已经在了身上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come.
But the gift is not like the transgression. The man died but the cross of one man. How much more did God's grace and the gift came by the grace of the old man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the meaning?
And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment came from one offense, resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. Therefore, as though one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulted in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Moreover, the law entered the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Father, we praise you and thank you that we've been washed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That we have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer we who live, but Christ who liveth in us to do His will. Father, as we come before your throne of grace today with praise and honor and worship to the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, a God of love and mercy and grace, we praise you this morning. Lord, we love you. We thank you that we've been justified by faith in your Son, your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Dear Jesus, we praise you and worship you this morning, asking for your Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us. Pour out upon me, Lord, as I bring forth God's word. We love you, Jesus. We pray for your soon return, the rapture of the church, and for the peace of Jerusalem. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Please be seated. That is a wonderful chapter of God's word. Let's turn in our Bibles, please, to John chapter 3. The name of our message today is Born Again. So often in today's world, we do hear the word born again. And I guess many people would say, what does that mean? What does it mean when Jesus said, most assuredly, you must be born again? What does that mean to you? Well, today I pray that through God's word, that we'll have a better understanding of what it means to be born again. So, in John chapter 2, we're going to start at the last few verses of chapter 2. Because as your Bibles, it's broken into chapter breakdowns. But We'll see that part of chapter 3 really is proceeds from, you know, follows from chapter 2, where Jesus had started his earthly ministry. He had changed water into wine and saw the great miracle that Jesus had done. So many people were following him, and he was talking to them. And he talked about it in John chapter 2, in verse 18, Jesus, the Jews answered and said to them, "What sign do you show us since you do these things?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." And he was talking about the temple of his body, that he would be bodily raised from the dead. And then in verse 23, let's go to verse 22. "Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said." Verse 23, "Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men. And he had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man." Jesus was God who came in the flesh. Jesus, God of all creation, God of all glory, the eternally existent God, one God eternally existent in three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and these three are one. God the Son came to this earth. He knew all men. He knew what was in the heart of man, because he was God. And so we see that many said that they believed in his name. But Jesus did not commit himself to them. The Bible talks about those people who profess to be Christians. Those who say, "Yes, I am a Christian. Oh yeah, I've been born again by the Spirit of God." But the Bible talks about those who profess to be Christians and have never really committed their lives to Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of Matthew, in chapter 7, Jesus talks about those people who have said, "Lord, Lord." The Bible says in James that the demons believe that there is one God. You think you believe in one God? The demons believe in one God. And they tremble. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said in verse 21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Here's a description, too, of the same people who were in John chapter 3. They said they believed in Jesus Christ. Today in this world, many people profess they believe in Jesus. But we see a world that lives in sin. We see a world that denies the deity of Jesus Christ, that he is God who came in the flesh. We see a world that mocks God. We see the compromise of God's word within the so-called body of Jesus Christ, who deny the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, who deny that you are saved by faith alone. By grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. a false gospel, a false hope. Not believing in the gospel of God, the gospel of Christ. Many say, Lord, Lord, what we have done in your name. Jesus said, I never knew you. Similar to what he said to these men, these people in John chapter 2. But it's interesting when we read this, just for a second, it says, these people said, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? But the truth is that they never really committed their lives to it. It's interesting, they didn't say, Jesus, I know you were God who came in the flesh. I know you have died for my sins, but I'm a sinner. I repented of my sins. Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I trust in you. I love you. I know you died for me. I know you bodily rose from the dead. And I've given my life to you. All they said, Lord, look what I have done. Not what they believed and who they really put their faith and their trust and their commitment to. With their lips they spoke, with their deeds, with the works of the hands, but not truly with their heart, by faith in Christ. And here we see that is true in this world today. Now let's go back to John chapter 3. In Matthew it says, well, we're in Matthew. We have these men, other people, women, and so Jesus knew their hearts. But then there came one man by the dark of night, when no one else was around, and this man, Nicodemus, would come to Jesus. In Matthew 5, it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Here is a man called Nicodemus. Let's go to John chapter 3. Who hungered and thirst for righteousness. Hungered and thirst for the truth. Now, he certainly became by night. Let's read it in John 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. So Nicodemus was with these other people at the time of the Passover in Jerusalem. But he was the only one at this time who was coming to Jesus by night so that no one would see him. So often we come at night to the Lord. So often in our places of businesses or our schools or the places where the people we meet, they never know that what our stand is or our love for Jesus Christ. We're very quiet in what we do. Nicodemus possibly was concerned of what the other people would think of him. He was a ruler of the Jews. So now he comes and says that no one can do these things unless God is with him. Now Jesus really doesn't answer the question. He gets to the heart of the matter. Jesus, who knows all men's hearts, goes to the root of the thing, the root of everything that is important. For God looks at the eternal, the Bible says, not the temporal. He's interested in you. that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. All would come to know Jesus Christ. So Jesus answers the question this way. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. In order for you to enter the kingdom of God, you must be born again." Jesus said in verse 6, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. Do not marvel today. As the word of God is alive and sharper than a two-edged sword, that Jesus says to you today, you must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of God. You must be born again." In verse 8, "The wind blows where it wishes, and you can hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to them, "How can these things be?" Jesus said, answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? You are Christians. Do you not know these things, that you must be born again? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify of what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?" Now let's go back to what Nicodemus, Jesus said, "You must be born again. That which is flesh is flesh. That which is spirit is spirit." In chapter 15, 1 Corinthians, verse 21. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. When Adam sinned, death has spread to each one of us. We, without Jesus Christ, are in the kingdom of darkness. We sang today in the hymnal that we, without Christ, are children of wrath. We are children of darkness. We are going to go to hell. That is where we are without Jesus Christ. We have, let's go continue in verse 45, in verse 43. The body which is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam gave a life-giving spirit. However, the spirit was not first, but the natural, and after the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. When Adam sinned, sin was spread to all men who would be born after Adam. When we were created by God, we are created spirit, soul, and body. When Adam sinned, the first thing was spirit. We were spirit. Adam was without sin. The moment he sinned, that death, all descendants from Adam were to be born into sin. In Psalm 51, it says, I was brought forth in sin. Or you want to turn there? Let's go to Psalm 51. That which is flesh is flesh. That's what we're going to look at right now. That which is flesh is flesh. What does that mean? In Psalm 51, verse 5. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. The Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. When Adam sinned, sin spread to all men, and in Adam all die. That which is flesh, you were born earthly parents, descendants of Adam, who is flesh, whose flesh. You are dead in your sins. You're going to hell. You have no hope. You all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So Jesus is saying in John 3, that which is flesh is flesh. That which is born of the earthly, that is born of your parents, you are born and conceived in sin. In John chapter 3, it says that you are condemned already. You are born into sin. At this particular point, you are not in the spirit. You have not had a spiritual birth if you've not received Jesus Christ. You are in the flesh. Your sin has separated you from God. The Bible says you have the spirit of the natural man. The Bible says that you were in darkness. The Bible says that you belong to the kingdom of Satan. The Bible says that you are going to hell. The Bible says that you are condemned. The Bible says that you were eternally separated from God. The Bible says you are not in your flesh you cannot please God? This is true of every single person who has not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This was true of Nicodemus at this particular time. This was true of the people in John chapter 2, whom Jesus did not commit to them because he knew all men. If you have not received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you are in darkness, you are in sin, you are a child of wrath, not a child of God. You have no hope of eternal life. You have been conceived in sin, and you are going to hell if you do not repent of your sins and be born again by the Spirit of God. When Jesus spoke to the people in John 6, he said, do these things trouble you? Do these things concern you? In John chapter 6, he says, this is a hard saying, the people said, who can understand? This morning? Are you like the men who, or the women who were listening to Jesus Christ and saying, yes, I believe in Jesus, but have never committed their lives to Jesus Christ? Where are you this morning? The Bible says that if you are not born again by the Spirit of God, you are going to hell and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There will be utter darkness. There will be pain and suffering for all eternity. That's what the Bible says. In Revelation chapter 14, it says in verse 11, smoke of the torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image and whoever receives the mark of his name. Without Jesus Christ, you're in darkness and you will have eternal suffering, torment day and night. Are these things hard to hear today? Are you some of the people who say, well, Lord, Lord, look what I have done. Look what I have done for you. But I'm not really giving and committing their lives to Jesus Christ. The Bible says the flesh profits nothing. There's nothing good in me. We all have sinned and fallen short of the kingdom of God. So here we see what is flesh is flesh. As I said, the Bible, so let's go to Romans chapter 8. Also sang, I believe, today that when you are not in Christ and you're not born again, you are an enemy of God. You are an enemy of His. The Bible says in verse 8 of Romans 8, so then those who are in the flesh cannot be please God. If you are not going to be born again by the Spirit of God, there is no way that anything you do in your own flesh brings any glory to God. It has no value. In your flesh, you cannot please God. Verse 9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. If you have not been born again by the Spirit of God, by through the Word of God, you are going to hell. You do not have the Spirit of Christ in you. You are not a child of God. You are a child of wrath. If the Spirit of Christ does not dwell in you, you have not been born again by the Spirit of God. You are not an heir to the kingdom of God, and you are going to hell. You cannot please God in your flesh. Jesus said, I do all things to please the Father. All things to bring honor and glory to the Father in heaven. But you are not in the flesh if the Spirit of Christ dwells within you. So that which is flesh is flesh. That which is a descendant of Adam is of the flesh. Born in sin, conceived in sin, in darkness, enemies of God, children of wrath. That's humbling. That's not where I want to be. So often we say, well, everyone is a child of God. In John 1 it says, as many as received him, he gave them the power, the authority to become children of God. You hear, everyone is a child of God. It's a lie of Satan. You must be born of again, born of the Spirit of the living God to become a child of God. That which is born of the Spirit, born of the Holy Spirit, regenerated by the Holy Spirit, then you become a child of God. Then you come, from darkness to light, from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. From darkness to light, from death to life. By faith in Jesus Christ. You are either in the kingdom of Satan. You cannot serve God and mammon, the Bible says. Either you serve Satan. Jesus said to them, your father is of the devil. In John chapter 8, verse 44. If you're not of God and born again, you are of the kingdom of Satan. He is your God. You cannot serve both. You're either serving Jesus Christ and are born again by the Spirit of God, or you're serving Satan and you're dead in your sins. And Jesus, in his love for Nicodemus, tries to explain to this man who is a ruler of the Jews how what it means to be born again. One man came to Jesus. I know the things you do. You're a man from God. Most assuredly, Jesus said, you must be born again. Now Jesus tells us how we can become born again. Jesus loves you. He died on the cross for you and for me. No greater love that a man had than to lay down his life for his friend. No greater love could God give than to send the Son that he was with for all eternity to die on the cross and shed his blood on the cross for your sins and my sins. No greater love has God shown than through his Son, Jesus Christ, upon the cross. God loves you. And God demonstrated his love to the cross of his son. And Jesus, in his love, says to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Born of the water. Let's go to John chapter 3 again. How do I do that? Pastor Alan, I know what you're saying is true. I hear, I believe in Jesus. But Jesus said, I must be born again. How do I do that? Have I done that? I want to enter the kingdom of God. I want to be with Jesus Christ for all eternity. I want to be with the Father in heaven. I don't want to be in outer darkness. I don't want to have weeping and gnashing of teeth. I don't want to be eternally separated from the God I know who loved me and sent his son to die on a cross for me. How do I do that? What can I do? Do I have to do any work? What is the will of God? Jesus said in John chapter 6, believe on whom the Father has sent. Believe on me. Trust in me. Know that I am God who came in the flesh, the Messiah, the Mashiach, who came to die on you for your sins upon the cross. You need to be born again. A spiritual birth, not a fleshly birth. The first Adam of the earth. The second Adam is Jesus Christ, as you see. I don't have the time to go in, but read 1 Corinthians. Talk about it. As we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'll read it very quickly. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is of the Lord from heaven. Spiritual birth by faith in Jesus Christ. Well, how do I do that? Now, we talked about in John 3. It says, unless one is born of water and the Spirit. What does that mean? What is born of water? Nicodemus says, well, you can't be, how does a man, you know, enter the second time into his mother's womb? How can that be? I don't understand this. Well, certainly wasn't he talking about a second physical birth. He certainly wasn't talking about baptism. You're not saved by being baptized. You're saved by faith in Jesus Christ, who he is and what he's done. So what is it? How can we examine the scriptures to see, to know what born of the water is? Let's go to John chapter 15. What is Jesus talking about? He says, most assuredly, unless you've been born again by the water and by the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. This is very important. In John chapter 15, verse 3, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. Jesus said, eat of me, drink of me. Jesus is the word of God. Without Christ and faith in Christ, you cannot be saved. Ephesians chapter 5. A picture, this is a wonderful thing, in Ephesians chapter 5, we'll start with verse 25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. The word of God. Washing by the water, by the word of God. Let's go to 1 Peter. Chapter 1. Verse 21. Who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Since you have been purified, your souls, in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in severe love of the brethren, love one another with a pure heart. We're going to see one second. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass withers, and the flowers fall away. Your flesh is flesh, it withers, it corrupts, it dies. That which is flesh is flesh. You need to be born again by the Spirit of the living God, through the Word of God. But the Word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the Word by the Gospel which was preached to you. You are born again of incorruptible seed, the Word of God. We remember in Matthew that the Word of God is the seed. Remember when we talked about that a long time ago, but at another time when I was here. It is the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So the water is the Word, which washes and cleanses. The word that you hear, Jesus said, has made you clean because you have put your faith in Him. Now let's go to Titus chapter 3. So now we've established what the water is. The water is the Word of God. You must hear the gospel. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. In Titus chapter 3, verse 4. But when the kindness and the love of our God, our Savior, toward men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done. Again, the works of the flesh are no value in salvation. But according to His mercy, He saved us through the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, who He poured out upon us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. You need to be regenerated, born again by the Spirit of God. So now, we're talking about a spiritual birth. You need to be transformed. Something must happen to take you from the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of the flesh, as a child of wrath, as an enemy of God, into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of life, of the kingdom of life and light. Let's go to Acts chapter 28, please. The message of the gospel and the cry of God is for you to repent and to come to His Son. For there is no other name under earth that man can be saved. So God cries out. Jesus Christ spoke to Nicodemus and told him, and he went to the essence of the thing, you must be born again. Okay. I'm sorry, did I say Acts 26? I'm sorry, 26. It says, verse 17, I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. That is God's desire, to turn you from the power of Satan to the power of God, to open your eyes, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Every one of us needs forgiveness of sins. You were born into sin. You are all that sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You need to repent of your sins and humbly come before Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness. We could continue to go through the scriptures, but I think we now understand where people are without Jesus Christ. Your family, your friends, maybe even you. Maybe you have heard about Jesus Christ. Say, well, I believe in him. Yeah, he's a good prophet, he's a good man. Yeah, I believe he's a son of God, but I was like that. I believe that Jesus was the son of God. But I was never born again until one day when I heard the gospel. And I understood that Jesus was God who came to this earth to die in my place for my sins. I was a sinner, a child of wrath, an enemy of God. And I realized that I needed to repent of my sins. I realized that he died on the cross for my sins. And by his precious blood, I could be redeemed by putting my faith in him to be born again. I believed that he was bodily raised from the dead, and I wanted to give and commit my life to him. Nicodemus wanted to be forgiven. He came by night. He wanted to know. Jesus said, you must be born again. Jesus said in John, in verse 14, chapter 3, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He's saying, Nicodemus, I need to die on the cross for your sins. And you need to believe in me. You need to put your faith in me. For God the Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, me, Jesus, that whoever believes in me, in him, the Son of God, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And it says in verse 18, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. As we finish today, if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, you are condemned already. You were conceived in sin, born in sin, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and you need to repent and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There is no other way except to be born again by the Word of God through the power of the Holy Spirit. You need a new life, a spiritual life. Not the spirit of the natural man, but the spirit of the living God. There is no other way, Jesus said, to enter the kingdom of God. Are you like those people who heard and said, I believed in Jesus? Are you now like Nicodemus, who really want to know about Jesus Christ? Who really want to give and commit their lives to be born again by the Spirit of the living God? The choice is very simple. God loves you. You need to repent and come to Jesus. As we finish now, I'm just going to very simply, again, we went through what the gospel is. Jesus Christ, the Bible says there is one God, eternally existed in three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. These three are one. Jesus Christ is God the Son. God who came in the flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the only begotten of the Father. Do you believe that? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is God who came in the flesh? Do you believe this God so loved you that He was willing to die on the cross for your sins? That He paid the full penalty for your sins? Do you believe that? Do you believe that you're a sinner? That you're a child of wrath? That you're an enemy of God? And you have not, and you need to repent and come to Jesus Christ? Do you believe that? Are you willing to ask for forgiveness of your sins? Believe that Jesus died and then was buried and bodily rose from the dead. Not a story. It's a truth. True statement. Without the resurrection of Christ from the dead, you are still in your sins, the Bible says. You need to be born again. If you said, I believe, but you've never committed your life to Christ, it's time to repent and fall on your knees and humble yourself before a living, loving God who wants to forgive your sins. Otherwise, you're not born again, and you will remain a child of wrath until you repent and come to Christ. I was giving my daughter... I go through the Bible and was giving her a lesson about John 3:3. And I've been praying and said, what would I teach this day? And my daughter Rebecca said, Daddy, we need to tell him this story today. And I knew the Lord spoke to my heart. Because there are some here who have never have come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Never. Been forgiven truly their sins. Never been washed by the blood of Christ. And God is crying out to you and saying, most assuredly, you must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of God. What will you do? Now the story of Nicodemus, and we'll end here, did not end in chapter 3. The story of Nicodemus, if you go to the Gospel of John again, in chapter 7. Verse 15. They were giving our Lord a difficult time. In verse 15 it says, Nicodemus, he who came to Jesus by night, being one of them, said to them, does our Lord judge a man before it hears him and knows what he is doing? They answered and said to him, are you also from Galilee? Search and look, for no prophet is risen out of Galilee. And everyone went to his house. Here's this man who is now starting to defend Jesus Christ. No more coming by night. No more coming in the darkness. And lastly, in chapter 19 of the Gospel of John, in verse 39, the same Nicodemus, in verse 39, and Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jew is to bury. No longer by night, no more in the darkness of night, but in the light, because he knew that this Jesus was the Messiah who had come to save the world of his sins, and was willing to stand in the day. We are to be the children of the light, not the children of the darkness. Where are you today? Where are you today? God loves you and wants you to come to him and repent and receive Jesus Christ in your heart. God's desire is to none to perish and all to come to repentance, to all to be saved, to be born again, and come to the knowledge of the truth. God wants to give you a chance today to repent of your sins, to be born again. If you are not sure if you've ever received Jesus Christ in your heart and never been born again, today is the day to stand for Jesus Christ. Or are you going to walk in the night? Or are you going to proclaim that Jesus Christ is God, came and died for those who did it bodily? I want to give you a chance to pray. Jesus said, as many as confess me before man, I will confess you before my Father and his angels in heaven. Are you ashamed of the gospel of God? Are you ashamed of the gospel of Christ? Are you willing to stand up and say, yes, I am coming to say that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior, and I give my life, I commit my life to him, because I know he died for me. I'm coming by faith. Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Your sins will be washed by the blood of Christ. You will be forgiven and you will go to heaven because you have put your faith in Jesus Christ. What are you going to do today? Believe in him? Or believe on him and trust in him for your salvation? I'm going to ask you to repeat with me to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Normally I ask you to bow your heads and there is a moment of that. But I want you to repeat with me. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's up to you. God gives you free will, a free choice. Come to him, just like Nicodemus came. God wants you to come today. And if you have been born again, pray for others in this congregation who have never really committed their lives, that they would come to Jesus and be washed and be redeemed and to be in heaven. That's the love. That's the love of God. And that's the love that God wants you to have for others. So I'll ask you to repeat with me to receive Jesus Christ. You can close your eyes. You can say it by yourself, but I believe it's time to stand for him and in the Word of God. He stood for you and died on the cross. He suffered shame and humiliation and pain and suffering upon that cross as our sin separated him from God. God laid on him the iniquities of us all. And the least we can do is stand for Jesus Christ today and stand for the Word of God. For his love. And proclaim our love for him. So you can repeat with me. Don't Don't be shy. Proudly proclaim that He is your Lord and your Savior. For He loves you and died for you. And by faith in Him alone, you can have eternal life. So I'll ask you to pray with me to receive it, Jesus. Don't do it because someone else is doing it. Don't do it because you want everyone in this congregation. Don't be like those others. Yes, we believe in Jesus. It's a commitment to Him as your Lord and your Savior, and you're trusting Him for your eternal salvation, and you want to be changed from death into life. That's what you sang this morning. That's what the Word says. Taste repentance and coming to Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. For those who want to receive Jesus Christ, who are not sure, let us pray. You can follow me and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Please forgive my sins. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart God has raised Him from the dead. Jesus Christ is my Lord. Jesus Christ is my Savior. I ask Jesus into my heart today. Jesus, I want to be born again by faith in You. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
In the holy name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
By God's word, you have been born again by the Spirit of the living God because you have committed your life to Him. Every sin that you've ever had has been washed by the blood of Christ, and you are no longer a child of darkness. You are a child of light. You are transformed from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. You have transformed from death into life. You are going to be with Him for all eternity because you trusted in Jesus Christ as God. You have been saved. You've been born again as Christ has commanded us and told us to do. May the Holy Spirit of the living God fall afresh upon you. I want to pray for you. I pray that those who have really been born again would go to Pastor Peter, that you'd be baptized. It's not for salvation. If you've been baptized before and you're a Christian, you don't have to be. Okay? But if you came to Christ today, I would pray, and I know Pastor Peter would be a blessing to the people in this church. Those, Pastor Peter, you'd be baptized. Those who've come to Christ, to be baptized. Because you put your faith in Him. Go to Pastor Peter. Let him pray for you. Let him encourage you. Read God's Word. Walk a life that is worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Share with others out there. Share, because if what you believed is true, they are going to hell and they're children of darkness and they need to be translated from Satan's kingdom to the kingdom of God. Forgive me for I know it's late. God loves you. And we love you too. I'll end in prayer. Father, we just thank You for Your word. Thank You for those people that You brought to You today that have been born again by the Spirit of God. Born again by the Word of God, through the Word of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit of the living God. Bless these people, Lord. Bless this congregation. Bless Pastor Peter and the others, Lord. Those who are traveling, or our dear brothers who are traveling, I ask You, Lord, Your blessings upon them. We love You, Jesus. We praise You. And we give You the glory, God. For what You've done, You are the one we glorify and praise and honor and worship today, our Lord and Savior. We've been redeemed. We've been washed by the precious blood of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. I love you all. You are my family and our friends. God bless you. Thank you so much.